It's the Morning Show on 95.3 WBCK. And here's Tim Collins.
Good morning to you. It's Wednesday, July 11th, 8:09, and later we'll get movie previews, and we'll also talk Willard Library with Christine. But joining us right now from Michigan State University, and he is the acting director for the Institute for Public Policy and Social Research. Arnold Weinfeld is our guest. Good morning, Mr. Weinfeld. Nice to have you with us today.
Good morning. Pleasure to be with you this morning.
Taking it on the road to our area nearby Kalamazoo for a sort of a regional, I don't know what you'd call it, a political leadership program, right?
Right. It's our Engage program that is part of our Michigan Political Leadership Program at Michigan State University. It's a program, actually, that's been around for more than 25 years, a bipartisan initiative where we identify individuals from across the state that are committed to community service, and then we bring them together one weekend a month over a 10-month period to engage in public policy and leadership curriculum. So we choose 24 fellows, as we call them, 12 Democrats, 12 Republicans, six Democratic men, six Democratic women, six Republican men, six Republican women from around the state. And we go through, as I said, various public policy issues as well as leadership issues, campaign planning and fundraising, media training, bringing in experts in these various fields from across the state. And it's worked very successfully over the years. We have over 600 graduates that have put those skills and relationships acquired through the program to work in their communities, both in local and statewide office. Right now we have 11 MPLP graduates serving in the Michigan State Legislature. And so we're taking the program on the road to promote it, to market it, give people a taste of what they can expect. We'll be, as you noted, in Kalamazoo next Friday, and hope that people from Battle Creek and all over Southwest Michigan are able to make the event. It's a luncheon event, so we're going to feed people, which food always helps. We'll be over at the Radisson. We'll have an issue panel on children's health, obviously a very important issue. One, health care in general is one that gets covered in our programming. And then we're going to have finish up with a panel of MPLP alumni from the region, most notably folks such as Sean McCann, the Honorable Margaret O'Brien, Kate Siegel, and Gregory Moore. These are all people that are known in the region through their community and political activities. These were all MPLP graduates. So I think the region should be pretty pleased with the folks that have come out of the program and moved on to community or political service as well. So, again, we're looking to entice people with food and educate them a bit about the program, in the hopes that when the application period opens up, they'll apply for next year's class.
Now, how many applicants do you typically get for the, what you said, 24 positions?
24 slots. We typically get upwards of 75 applications.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good number. We really do strive, as I said, not only for the balance in gender and political affiliation, but in geographic representation. And that's part of the reason for doing these Engage programs, as we're calling them, to make people aware of the program and in the hopes of getting applicants from across the state.
And you yourself served, I mean, you're not just sitting up there at Michigan State entrenched in academia. I mean, you've served on the school board level, and you've worked in the Michigan Legislature and the Michigan Municipal League Foundation. You've been pretty mm-hmm. busy in a lot. You've had your finger in a lot of different pies.
Yeah, I have. I guess you could say I have. I am not an academic by trade, although I have always worked to bridge the gap between good academic research and good public policy. I don't think you can have good public policy without the good academic research as a foundation. And certainly whether I was in the legislature as a staff person. I also worked, finished there as director of the Democratic policy staff on the House side, then over at the Municipal League, and now even here at Michigan State. I mean, that's the main goal of the Institute and of Public Policy and Social Research is to bridge that gap between our faculty that are working on public policy issue research and those folks in the legislature and state agencies and local agencies as well.
Arnold Weinfeld is our guest from Michigan State. When you say public policy, and we're talking about this group, give us an example of what they would be doing when they sit down in terms of what they'd be talking about, what they would be working on, how they do it.
Sure. We typically, it's over a weekend. We bring them together Friday evening. So we try very hard not to interrupt their work schedule. Of course, nearly all of these folks have day jobs. So we bring together Friday evening. We might have a speaker come in. But then the remainder of the evening and Saturday is dedicated to whatever particular issue we might want to be giving them information on, whether it's the Michigan economy, where we've had economists such as Charlie Ballard and Lou Glazier come in to talk about current economic situations and what it looks like for the future. Urban and rural issues, those issues affecting cities such as Battle Creek and even surrounding areas there in Calhoun County, for sure. Most of it, you know, the interesting thing about Michigan is that while we have many core cities such as Battle Creek or Kalamazoo, Benton Harbor or St. Joe, our out-county areas outside of that are rural in nature, right? So there are issues involving urban and rural regionalism and cooperation that will bring people in, healthcare, media training. We spend a whole weekend on media training, how to talk to the media. We'll bring in some folks from PR firms to teach them. We'll actually have them sit in front of a camera and give a little 30-second spiel about themselves and put them in a scenario, why you're running for office, and we'll critique them. So it runs the gamut, and we hope that by the end of the day, when all is said and done, they have forged new relationships, given the various folks that are there, and have learned something to take back with them to their communities, whether they're in community service, political service, or in their everyday jobs.
It seems like mostly when it comes to our political system, government, you know, what gets all the news is, you know, from the top, you know, the president, the Congress, what's going on in Washington, maybe a little bit about what's going on in Lansing. When you get down to these county and township levels and school boards, nobody votes and nobody's really all that interested in it. So I think we get a little, it looks pretty negative because all we hear about is the stuff at the top where there's just so much negativity and downright incivility.
Yeah, it is. We do seem to be in a period of time where incivility, as you said, or norm violation, political norm violation, as I heard it termed, read it termed the other day in an article, seems to be taking the day. You know, that's not my orientation and my experience. I worked in the legislature during the shared power experience back in the mid-90s. My way, I believe, is that there is a third way of learning to respect each other's opinions and philosophies, getting out of those so-called echo chambers, whether they're on social media or your own personal group, and finding a way to get us back to respecting each other by what I once heard called agreeing to disagree, and then moving on to other issues where you can find consensus. There are times, of course, in this political world where one side wins and one side loses, but if we respect each other, we can do things in a consensus-building manner and continue to build good public policy.
Do you think social media is a good thing or a bad thing for government and political discourse?
Well, it's never black or white, right? So it certainly has its pluses. It allows politicians and anyone really to get out information to a much broader audience in a much quicker way than ever before.
And more direct, yeah.
And more direct, right? But of course, it has its downsides. I think just like with mainstream media, you can't only get your information from one source. You have to work a little bit, I think, to make sure you're forming opinions based on different sources of information, both those that you may agree with and those that you may disagree with. I try very hard to do that myself and keep an open mind. So I'm not going to say social media is good or bad. I'm going to say it has its challenges. I think we have to work just that much harder to make sure that we're getting our information from as many sources as possible.
Yeah, and I think that sitting down in a room with some people of differing opinions and differing backgrounds and differing philosophies, it lends itself to a lot better discussion when you have to sit across the table and look them in the eye than it does when, because I see these tiny-minded assassins on Facebook that just, they just attack people and viciously and mindlessly. I mean, what good's going to come from that?
Right. I'm going to make a plug here for the Center for Michigan and Bridge Magazine, who last year actually, I'm reminded, did a program, I think you can find it on their website, where they brought together people of different backgrounds and different philosophies and did just that. They interviewed them. They put them in a room. I think it was about a half a dozen people from across the state. And then they put it to film. And it is very interesting. Again, nobody walks away, I would say, with a different philosophy. But they walk away with a different mindset, maybe a bit of a change of heart, and a more open mind on how they might approach issues and people. And I think that's very important.
Arnold Weinfeld is with us right now from Michigan State University. They're taking their act on the road. I guess act isn't quite the right word, but the Michigan State University Political Leadership Program is on the road to Kalamazoo Friday the 20th. Just an overview again, Arnold. You picked 24 people from applicants around the state, women, men, Republicans, Democrats, and they get together once a month and try to form public policy and discuss what we ought to be doing here in Michigan.
It's over a 10-month period, and we bring in experts in various issue areas, from health policy to education to the economy to agriculture and rural issues, all the way to campaign planning and fundraising, as well as how to interact with the media. And each weekend is dedicated to one of those issues. We actually, for that weekend, it's a Friday evening through Saturday afternoon, we actually room a Republican with a Democrat. So we force a bit of interaction. And I tell you, we have a couple of events over the course of the year as fundraising events. We do a big event both in breakfast in Grand Rapids and a dinner in the Detroit area. And to see these folks that have been through the program, 600 alumni over the 25 years the program's been around, and the lasting friendships that are acquired between folks of, different backgrounds, different parts of the state, and different philosophies is quite gratifying.
And so the stop in Kalamazoo at the Radisson will be on Friday, July 20th, 11:30 in the morning at Radisson Plaza Hotel at Kalamazoo Center. Now, people do need to register, right?
Yes, they do. There is a link on our Michigan Political Leadership website. If you Google Michigan Political Leadership Program, it'll take you to our website and register there. Trying to engage, as we call this program, people from Battle Creek in southwest Michigan, entice them with a little food at a lunch. They'll hear from some experts in child health, and then they'll hear from
alumni from the program. As I mentioned, Kate Siegel, Sean McCann, Margaret O'Brien, Gregory Moore, that have gone through the program from the Southwest Michigan region and are, you know, community and politically active in the area. I'm sure folks are familiar with those names. And they'll talk about their experience and what the MPLP program or how it impacted them in terms of their both their careers on an everyday basis, interacting with people, and moving forward in their community and political activities.
Well, it sounds very interesting, and we appreciate you being over in our area and talking with us on the phone a little bit this morning, Arnold, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you very much. Anytime.